And welcome back here to Mugs of the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Still hanging out in the upper 30s today, folks, as we have some precipitation likely throughout the morning hours. Going to change gears now as we have the crew from the Cedar Room joining us here. We have Amber, Hector, Derek, and Fudge joining us this morning. Guys, good to have you back in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Now, before we dive into it full force, Hector, some exciting news. The Cedar Room being added onto the stop for the Nebraska Passport Program, right?
Ain't that cool?
That's awesome.
That is really cool.
I saw that
cool.
On a press release, I think it was earlier this week or late last, and forgot to bring it up till we got here on the air. But
yeah, it's quite an honor for us, you know, and we already have a lot of travelers that come by, you know, so I hopefully we'll get a lot more. I know some of the businesses last year had up to 40 states represented in the passport program, so that's going to be really cool for us. And we get a lot of out-of-staters through the restaurant. So
your neighbor across the street, Lori, was a member of the passport program last year. I'm sure she gave a good endorsement for
it. Absolutely, you know, she was super excited for us, so it's pretty exciting. I mean, it's us in a vineyard and a winery, I believe. So I thought it was going to be a more broad brush stroke, you know, and then finding out that it's only three businesses, it's kind of It's an honor and a privilege, really.
It is.
To bring people into North Platte.
Good to have another downtown business on there. And we heard Hector mention a minute ago, Amber, that there's a lot of folks that come throughout the area. What's the furthest individual away from North Platte that you've served at the bar?
At the bar, myself, it was a lady moving from Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
And so she
didn't drive here.
No. She had left Hawaii and was driving across the country and stopped. And, so that's the furthest that I've actually encountered. But, yeah, we have had people from South Africa.
Tasmania, South
Africa,
we've had Australia,
people from all over
Russia,
the world.
You name it.
Yeah. The Ukraine, Czechoslovakia.
My goodness.
Yeah, so it's really cool, and it's and still it's neat to see that we're still in the infancy of the restaurant, right? I mean, we're not even to the year anniversary. No,
right.
July 15th is our year anniversary, so it's really neat to see that we are having an impact in the community.
Absolutely.
And so much so that we got a call last week from a group in York, Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
It's a group of retirees. I don't know how exactly they heard about us, but in July they're getting a tour bus, and they're going to come in and eat with us. Luckily it's on a Monday. I haven't told the guys yet, but it's a
surprise.
You never know. They can get pretty wild
sometimes.
Gotta watch out for them a little bit more than you do some of the 21-year-olds sometimes.
They're at the age where the give a damn is broke.
Exactly. It is. And what are you going to do, you know? Discipline them?
Oh, no. We're going to have fun with them. So we're going to give them a nice time. So, yeah, we're super excited about that. Yep.
What a unique experience.
It is. It's been awesome.
Derek, you're joining us for the first time on the air, right?
Second time.
Okay, you've been in once before. Tell us about your role at the Cedar Room, if you don't mind.
Right now, I'm just a chef. I'm underneath Calvin and Burgundy, the executive chef and sous chef. Right now, I'm technically executive chef because both of them are out. But, yeah. So, coming up with specials, getting trucks in, all that kind of
fun stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We know the St. Patrick's Day holiday is quickly approaching. What will you guys have on the menu for St. Patty's Day?
Corned beef and cabbage, baby.
It doesn't get much more Irish than that.
Yeah.
Does it?
Corned beef and cabbage is going to be our special. We're going to do something with the corned beef. You'll get a nice chunk of cabbage. And then we're going to have our shepherd's pie, which it'll be the Cedar Room shepherd's pie.
Ooh.
So our own twist on it, corn, peas, carrots, all that stuff, mashed potatoes. And then we're also going to have the Reuben. So that's going to be a sandwich on rye bread, and then you're also going to get Thousand Island sauce on it. So traditional Reuben.
Which is homemade or
made
in-house.
Soda
bread, the Irish soda bread, right? You couldn't have the corned beef and cabbage without soda bread, Irish soda bread. So we're going to try and go Irish all the way through from the back of the house to the front of the house with the ladies around the bar. So
A little bit of green beer behind the bar, too?
Well, we'll see about that, but I got some Guinness coming in for sure. We'll be making some black and tans, black and blues. I have a few cocktails coming up with Guinness Reduction in it, so we're going to reduce the Guinness down and use that as a syrup in a couple cocktails.
Okay, interesting.
And then, of course, play with some green.
Sure.
You know, traditional fun drinks with some herbs and mint, basil, rosemary, some different drinks like that. So,
yeah. Heard the Reuben was mentioned a minute ago, Fuzz. It sounds like you're a big fan of the Reuben.
Oh, yeah. I love Reubens. Yeah, that's the go-to sandwich.
That is that your go-to on the menu or just your go-to sandwich?
No, this is my go-to sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just about any restaurant, if it has a Reuben, I usually try it out.
So you know a thing or two about the Reubens, then. You've got some experience. You've got a good palate for it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I will tell you, Tristan, we just got back from a trip down to Texas, and so we drove down, and we stopped in quite a few, like, higher end. Even if we weren't hungry, we stopped in and had
check
a cocktail.
It out.
Yeah.
Do some homework.
Yeah, do some homework, do some R&D type stuff, and I've got to tell you that my hat's off to our team here, because from the quality of the meats, the cook on the meats, the drinks, forget about it. I mean, we could not get a good drink, and I think the ladies spoil us here with how they make their drinks and how they mix them and how creative they are. So many times we went to even a higher-end restaurant, and they just didn't have the selection that we have here at the Cedar Room. So, and we hear that a lot also, and Amber can attest to that from folks that are traveling. My God, you guys have a fantastic selection of alcohol here. So.
Well, and you're talking hard alcohol, wine, beer, I mean, anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
And one drink is smoother than the next, you know. I mean, and it starts with
that's
good quality ingredients. Yeah, yeah. And we start with good quality ingredients, you know. I mean, the ladies did an orange blossom gin fizz that goes down like water, and it's so delicious, and it's just like, my God. But you couldn't get that anywhere else. The steaks that we had, overcooked, way undercooked. Not the quality just was not there. And these are high-end restaurants, you know. And they're chains. And I think that's the uniqueness that we bring into North Platte, is that we're family-owned, we're locally-owned. Our team is part of our family. I mean, we care dearly for each and every one of them, and I think every one of them can attest to that. And I think it makes a big difference. They're not a number to us.
Well, and one thing that I've noticed here throughout the past almost year, there's been very little turnover at the Cedar Room.
Very little turnover, and the turnover that there is because they have other opportunities. And
sure,
we are
and
never,
that's great. You encourage that.
Absolutely. We actually do, and we tell each and every one, when you guys leave here, we want you guys to be better than when you came in, and your reference is going to go along with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the door's open, too,
absolutely.
Possibly. So.
Absolutely. Yep. So it's been a great experience thus far.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to add this morning?
Yeah. Our weekend special for this weekend, starting Thursday, is going to be chicken fried steak with a choice of two sides, and you get a peach cobbler with some New York vanilla ice cream,
which is
doesn't get much more southern than that.
It does.
It's amazing.
Cobbler and chicken fried steak. I like it.
It's amazing. I got some yesterday. I got to try some yesterday. Yep. It is bomb.
Yeah. Well, it's great comfort food too. It's
it
going to be a little rainy outside.
It's comfort food. Yeah. But it's so worth it.
That's a good deal. Yeah. And so when we left, we told the guys, you know, knowing that Burgundy was going to be on vacation and Calvin was going to be out as well on vacation the following week, we told the guys, you guys need to come up with something. And they wanted to play for a while with a chicken fried steak. It's like, I'm okay with a chicken fried steak, but let's bring it up a level. And boy, did the guys show up.
That's
you know,
awesome.
We're using, instead of a round cut, you're using sirloin. And so it's a lot more tender and juicier. And the crust that these guys come up with, it's phenomenal. So I highly encourage you guys to come in.
Not your typical chicken fried steak. Not what came out of Grandma's kitchen, necessarily.
No, sir. No, it's just our own twist, you know, and hopefully it goes off well. And, again, I highly encourage people to make your reservations, you know. Really here as of late, Tuesday through Saturday, you just never know. Some days we get swamped on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and people come in and we can't sit them down. So I highly encourage reservations. It's super simple on the website, or give us a call. We'll get you guys set up and off we go.
Well, like we've said before, say you're running errands and you happen to stop by downtown, swing in, make a reservation for another time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Another thing that we're doing too, Tristan, we're going to put a small float in the St. Patty's Day.
Oh, parade. For Saturday?
For Saturday.
Yeah. Awesome.
So we've got some chocolate golden coins, so I encourage the kids to come out, and I know it's going to be cooler, but we're Nebraskans, right? So I mean, it's just like...
At least we're able to have it this year.
Yeah, exactly.
We had canceled last year with the snow, so at least this year we'll be able to power through.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're excited about that, and hopefully the community shows up to support the businesses that are putting a float in there. I mean, I think it's crucial. You know, downtown is really coming alive. I'm looking forward for those festoon lighting to come on, and
yeah,
it'll be that much nicer.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, we do need to wrap up. Anything else you wanted to add this morning?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, I think we're good.
Thanks again, Tristan,
yeah,
for having us.
Always good to have you.
Yeah, we love coming in here and just kind of giving the community a little bit of a snapshot on what we're doing and the fun that we're having down there.
Chicken fried steak coming up on the menu this weekend to warm folks up. And remember, your headquarters for St. Patrick's Day is the Cedar Room, downtown North Platte. Thanks for joining us, guys. Always good to have you in the studio.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning here on KODY.